Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, Zedliners. This is Angus and Trista, and we are back with your 11 a.m. news. In local news, a space company has relocated its spaceport to a new site in North Queensland. Equatorial Launch Australia, who will operate the facility, were forced to move from Arnhem Space Center in the Northern Territory after failing to renew their lease. The Northern Land Council, who leased the land, failed to meet the October deadline for an extension approval. With their $100 million investment in the Northern Territory no longer taking shape, the ELA has worked with the Queensland government to identify a site in WAIPA. The new site, which has been named the Australian Space Centre Cape York, is expected to be completed by late 2025 ahead of scheduled rocket launches. More on local news, an environmental study has shed light on Brisbane's unique resilience to bushfires. Brisbane experiences significantly less bushfires than other state capitals, with a combination of natural and human influence factors contributing to bushfire resilience. The research led by the University of Queensland Professor Rod Fensham found Brisbane owed its resistance to its subtropical climate, which allows for faster decomposition of fire-prone leaf matter. Investigators found that Melbourne and Hobart were the most bushfire-prone cities, with high fuel loads on the urban fringe and dry summers highlighting vulnerability. Professor Fensham said that while Brisbane's outlook remains optimistic, rising temperatures and extreme weather events pose a fire threat to all Australian cities. In national news, wildlife group Hills Hornsby Rural Koala Project has discovered a permanent koala population in Hills District in northwest Sydney. The group found 13 koalas in a 600-hectare area in the district using drones with thermal image cameras. Previously, there was little hope for the population after bushfires scorched the regions in December 2022. Lily Schwartz from the project said to the ABC that they found their first photographic evidence within a year of starting their project in 2018. She hopes the Hills koala population can be recognized by the state's koalas conservation strategy.
A Google Earth enthusiast group on Facebook discovered a large rose garden in the shape of an Arabian horse in northern Tasmania. After 25 years, Wendy Karens thought the rose garden would be fun for plane passengers to spot from the air. Over 1,000 people in the Google Earth Structure and Anomalies Facebook group reacted to the photo. Miss Karens received a wave of call and messages from people globally. She replied with, "Thanks for noticing," and mentioned the garden is part of her life. In international news, Singapore is taking a novel step towards protecting its people from online scams, even if they themselves don't believe they are being scammed. A new bill tabled in Singaporean Parliament would give police powers to temporarily cancel someone's bank transactions and ATM withdrawals if they are reasonably suspected of being a victim of a scam without their consent. According to the Singaporean government, 86% of all scams in the country in 2024 were the result of people willingly transferring funds to fraudsters. For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy but expected to clear as the day draws on. It's currently 24 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 29. The fire danger is low and the UV index is predicted to reach 12, which is in the extreme band. That's Zedlines signing off for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.